It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
As a woman in the working world, I love to hear about other women uniting, coming together, sharing their success, and helping each other out. So I'm very excited about today's show. David, why don't you tell us what's going on?
Well, we talk beauty all the time, and the women are out there in the workforce. They're busy moms, but I got to tell you, I got excited with today's guest, and her name is Pamela Reichman, and she's a journalist who's revealed a world where women of all ages, not just, you know, working women, but young women, retired, women of all ages, have come together to help empower and advance one another. And that is what you and I are all about as we talk about beauty, is to build confidence and empower you. And I'm just so excited. She has not only written for many, many major publications we all recognize, she now has written a book called Stiletto Network. What a name. Stiletto Network, Inside the Women's Power Circles That Are Changing the Face of Business. So Pamela, welcome.
Thank you so much. And in fact, you'll laugh because this story started with a hunch, and it started with some keen visuals, some very beautiful women. That's exactly what you're talking about.
The way I feel is every woman is beautiful, and I want them to see it, and that's where I want to scream from the rooftops, because everybody is beautiful. They just need to see it and have the confidence. And you go even further, though, of how women can even help each other. So tell us what started this and this hunch of yours that started it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, a few years ago, I was researching an article that I was writing, and I attended a women's conference in California, and I walked into a room of 50 very, very successful women, some of the most successful women in the U.S., in fact, but I was struck immediately that they defied the age-old stereotypes of high-powered ladies. You know, they weren't in the what somebody called the hard shells, the blue suits, you know, the pinstripe. They weren't trying to look like guys. Instead, I saw women wearing beautiful dresses, fancy shoes, beautiful hairstyles. And so for me, it started with a hunch. I wanted to see what was allowing women to be so successful in the workforce, but still remain true to themselves, still feel so comfortable in their own skin. And as I started digging further, I unearthed dinner groups and networking circles, what I call stiletto networks. And a lot of the women attributed their newfound confidence and their confidence in their femininity to these groups.
Well, you know, what I love about it so much, Pamela, is that I feel like in this, you know, 24/7 digital world we're in, I miss that face-to-face. So having those face-to-face connections and making those strong friendships, I think must be incredible.
It is. And technology has certainly allowed us, it greases the wheels, it allows us to keep in touch, to send information much more quickly. But what's amazing about these groups is that even in this technological day and age, the strength comes from the face-to-face interaction. I have found an underground movement of dinner groups and networking circles all over the country. I found this same activity in women in all industries, in all age groups, from CEOs to aspiring millennials to moms launching businesses in their basements. And they all get together usually about once a month or once a quarter, and they debate and they compare notes and they share guidance and intelligence and insight. But what's amazing is these groups are based in true friendship, but I've charted a huge money trail. What these women have done for each other is amazing.
That's incredible. And I love hearing about it because, like you said, they didn't follow the typical stereotypes. And the one successful woman that hits me, because she's in the news a lot lately, is the CEO over at Amazon. Or not Amazon, I'm sorry, Yahoo, forgive me, because they just were acquiring Tumblr, and she's a mom, and she's balancing personal life with business life and running, I mean, let's face it, a multi-billion dollar company. And so, you know, when you talk about how women can do that and help each other and change the world and not fit into what a lot of us would figure, like you said, the traditional stereotype of a hard shell, but true people. I mean, I'd say the same about men. A lot of businessmen that run the big companies, you know, you think the same thing. They're going to be very cold and hard-shelled. And so I think what you've uncovered is phenomenal to see and I don't even say just women, just people helping people, I applaud. Talk to us for a second. How can our listeners get involved? Like, how do you find some of these groups, and how can we get involved?
What's amazing is that as I started to unearth these groups, I wanted to not only identify what I see as a powerful nationwide trend, but also to catalyze it, because I've seen it be so powerful for so many women. So what I'm advising people to do is just go out and start your own stiletto network. You don't have to find one, because these groups are so organic. They usually come about with two close friends saying, turning to each other and saying, hey, why has friendship fallen by the wayside in our lives? You know, after work, we run home to take care of our families. At home, we're, you know, on the weekends, we're doing the same thing. You know, historically, women didn't have the camaraderie that men have. We don't have the hunting weekends and the golf weekends and things like that. And so what I've found women doing is creating their own version of that same camaraderie. And so it starts with two friends. They say, I want to meet dynamic, fun, smart, motivated women like me. And they organize a dinner, and each one brings another woman the other one doesn't know. And they have so much fun, and they feel rejuvenated, and they support each other that they decide to do it again. And the next time, each of them brings another girlfriend that the other ones don't know.
Is this what your book talks about, is how we can do it? Or does your book tell us more about the different circles themselves? Or do you explain how our listeners, if we pick up your book, that would help them get a group going?
The book is really based in narrative. I talk mm-hmm. about, I tell it from the perspective of one woman and her journey. You know, each chapter has a couple different women and a couple profiles, a couple different groups. But in the end, I ended up putting together a list of 11 tips for how women can create their own stiletto networks. Because even though each of these groups is as unique as the women it brings together, I found that there really are some things that all of them have in common. You know, for instance, you know, one of the things that, you know, while there is no single formula for success, one of the things that the best groups do is put together women from different industries. So stiletto networks aren't cabals of best buddies, and they shouldn't be, and they can't simply have employees from one firm. One of the best things they do is bring together women with diverse skills from different industries and get them talking and comparing notes. And in that way, all of these women keep their thinking fresh, they expand each other's horizons, and they increase their spheres of influence. So go out and find people. And what I've been amazed by is in some cases, women reached out to people they'd never met, and the other women said yes. They said, sure, I'll join you for dinner. Why not? I'll come to your home. Just because they found the idea so exciting or empowering. So what's amazing is you don't have to. I mean, I profile a lot of high-powered women in this book, but I think it's important to remember that they weren't wealthy or accomplished when they started these groups. In fact, a lot of them credit the groups with facilitating their success. They talk about it like it's some secret recipe.
Well, and I find a lot of them want to help others become successful like they are and help learn from some of their, what they've gone through, good or bad, I'm going to say. I love the idea. I love the idea. Yeah, it's so empowering.
Well, one of the things that I found was that, you know, I wondered why, because women are highly collaborative in every other area of life. You know, I'm a mom. I have three boys. I know how it is. You know, in the Girl Scouts, in the carpool, in the PTA, it's I'll pick up your kid Thursday if you take mine, you know, Monday. That's how we work. So I was really wondering why women got such a bad rap in the business world. Because, you know, why were we accused of the backstabbing and the competition? And in fact, what I found was that, you know, going back 20 or 30 years, there was only room for one woman at the top of any particular department or company or even an industry. So women had to look outside their companies. They found these were for camaraderie and commiseration. But now there's more room for women to succeed within companies. They can rise up together just the way the guys have, you know, and do deals together. But women are also founding their own companies. And women who found their own companies tend to hire and promote more women than the established ones do. And
well,
they pay them better.
It sounds like a powerful movement. I hate to cut you short. We're going to run out of time. But I just want to say to our listeners, pick up Pamela Reichman's book, and you're going to have, as she's mentioned, all kinds of tips how to create your own stiletto network. And find out how to empower and help others. To get her book or learn more, go to Pamela Reichman, RYCKMAN.com, PamelaReichman.com, or visit us at Radio MD, and you'll be able to get a link. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out with David Pollack and Lisa Davis on Radio MD. Stay beautiful.